This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where in one of our greatest states, a state that I happen to favor because I live here, which is the state of Washington, there is an example, well, actually multiple examples of political correctness just run absolutely amok. On a new waterfront park, which is supposed to not only improve the views of Seattle and from Seattle of the waterfront and of Puget Sound and Elliott Bay and all the nearby surroundings, it's also supposed to cure racism. How? We'll get to that. There's also the very latest in terms of the superb handling of the homeless by the city of Seattle. The entire situation is so pathetic on that. And the fact that they can't even get rid of a homeless encampment down by a public school, this is extraordinary. There's a new update, in fact. We'll go to that first, Jeremy. This is a clip 14 from Como News about the homeless encampment near the elementary school. And Mayor Durkin, who is outgoing, she's not running for re-election. I think she would have had a tough time if she were. She is actually, rather than offering to clear the camp compassionately, she's trying to pass the buck. Listen.
When we got out here today, we saw a sex worker come right out of this encampment half naked. That happening? Well, children were playing just right up on the playground.
The homeless encampment behind Broadview Thompson K through 8 continues to grow, causing more concern for parents, teachers, and neighbors.
They need to do something about it before a really violent incident happens.
On May 21st, the new interim superintendent Brent Jones sent Mayor Jenny Durkin a letter that says in part, Seattle Public Schools needs to remove this encampment from its property and is reaching out to encampment residents in the community to determine what supports could be provided to encampment residents to help them access better choices for shelter and housing. The letter goes on to say it is not realistic for the district to develop on its own a comprehensive program of supports for the unsheltered community. This is what Mayor Jenny Durkin told us late last week.
So we've had a long, robust conversation with the school district. They're a billion-dollar organization with funds and resources.
The mayor says the city is working with the district to do what she calls stand up their own process.
I hope that they are able to take that approach. I mean, I think that if they follow what we've been able to do in many places using and city property, using city resources, that you can have a very compassionate-based outreach.
Yeah, it's worked brilliantly. That's just worked brilliantly for the city. What's astonishing about this is that the taxes that we all pay, and it's state taxes, and it's local taxes, and it's property taxes, and it's more, to support education is supposed to be helping students, allowing them to learn, allowing them to go to school, which are, next to the police departments, the most important public institutions we have in our cities and in our communities. And rather than spending money on that, she wants basically the school district to take over helping the homeless? You want them admitted to elementary schools? Okay, this battle has been brewing since April 2nd. Let's see, April 2nd, May 2nd, June 2nd. I mean, for goodness sake, and the school came back into session, and now the school's about to go out again, which will probably reduce the pressure of getting rid of this homeless encampment right adjacent to the school. And so that the homeless people over there can continue to frolic. It is nuts. I mean, the idea that this should be the school district's responsibility to provide compassionate alternatives, if that's the case, then obviously people who are looking for new camping spots should all locate near schools. because then you not only have the city you can count on to help provide you with all kinds of goodies and special programs, you have the school district as well. It's mad. Completely mad. And wrong. That's just part of it. There's also a new waterfront park, and that is and by the way, I think new waterfront park is a good idea. I'm one of those people, and I think there are a lot of them who actually was supportive of the new plans to build a tunnel for traffic flow underneath and then to put a city park in front of it, because the Seattle waterfront really does have tremendous potential and it can be beautiful. And now they're building a big new city waterfront park with a cost of about $700 million. But that's nothing, because that park is also going to solve racism. How? Well, first of all, we have to introduce it properly with a Michael Medved multicultural moment.
And in pain with all the colors
of love. Now, a celebration of diversity in action. It's time for Toleration.
Listen, what the flower people say.
Tranquility.
All the people.
And harmony.
Living life in peace.
Here is a Michael Medved multicultural moment.
Okay, this is even now, since yesterday when we first were mentioning this story, it has now gained the attention of Fox News. And they write that for 66 years, Seattle's downtown was separated from its waterfront by a hulking double-decker viaduct. When it was blown up in 2019, it wasn't exactly blown up, it was torn down. Over earthquake safety concerns, the concerns were that with the damage from quake 20 years ago, it was going to fall down. The possibility seemed endless. Now construction is well underway, not so well, on a 26-block, $700 million waterfront park. It promises to be an open space with stunning views of the Puget Sound and an agenda aimed at dismantling racism. Isn't it enough for a park to provide a place where people can come together? The Friends of Waterfront Park is a nonprofit tasked with raising $100 million for construction and then managing the park's entertainment security. On its website, it touts Friends of Waterfront Seattle acknowledges that historic and existing systemic racism is embedded in our city. It's a great way to raise money. It also states the goal is to create inclusive spaces for community-driven cultural events where all people, specifically Black, Indigenous, and people of color, BIPOC, as well as underserved communities, feel welcome and safe. A friend, there's a freelance writer whose name is Liz Economou, who sent her resume in to try to get the marketing director job. But when she asked for current examples of embedded racism, she never heard back. Economou then looked at the descriptions of all the job openings at Friends of Waterfront Seattle and was surprised. Among the responsibilities were, quote, engage in regular conversations about race and equity through all staff meetings, trainings, and DEI, that stands for Diversity, Equity, Inclusion Book Club. I didn't want it at all, said Economou. I want a job based on meritocracy, based on what I can contribute, not based on whether I'm woke enough. Friends of Waterfront Seattle responded, we hire candidates based on their skills, experience, and qualifications. Mike Sotelo, who represents minority business owners, says he's worried the messaging will drive tourists away and the resulting open spaces will fill with homeless people who already occupy several city parks. No one likes to go on a Saturday afternoon to spend time with their family and get hit with guilt and told all these negative things. Wait till you hear about the sign they've already posted. It's just unbelievable and nutty. We'll be right back on the Medved Show. I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing and business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5-6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Your daily dose of debate.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I love parks. I really do. I think that they are one of the things that makes any city worth living in. And parks are a tremendous public resource, and it's a great thing that they are building this new waterfront park for $700 million in downtown Seattle. But, and it'll be, I think it'll be very popular, very successful. However, What's the deal with trying to emphasize racism and heritage of racism and stolen land and all the rest of it? The sign that they have up while the construction is going on says the following. Waterfront Park is situated on the land of the Coast Salish peoples, who have resided here since time immemorial and continue to thrive. With respect and humility, we acknowledge the history of the waterfront, the dispossession of land from the Coast Salish people, and most importantly, the strength and resilience of Native people, Native with a capital N, and their culture through this history to the present. This acknowledgement serves only as a first step in honoring the land that we occupy and the first peoples of that land. It goes on to say, Waterfront Park will be a place where residents and visitors can connect with nature and each other. As the nonprofit responsible for sustaining and programming the park in perpetuity, Friends, with capital F, exists not only to care for the physical aspect of the park, but to foster deep community engagement. Oh, no. We strive to create spaces where diverse ideas, programming, and people come together to make the waterfront much more than a beautiful park. Friends of Waterfront Seattle recognizes and acknowledges historic and existing systemic racism embedded in our city. Nothing like recognizing and acknowledging existing systemic racism embedded in our city to give you a beautiful day at the park. Friends is committed to becoming an anti-racist organization by prioritizing racial equity inside the organization and the public spaces we operate. Our goal is to continually cultivate inclusive spaces where all people, specifically Black, Indigenous, and people of color, BIPOCs, as well as underserved communities, are invited and welcome to engage with and enjoy Waterfront Park. Look, most parks are like that. In Seattle and across the country. By the way, is this an advertisement saying, homeless people, you're welcome? We're building this park for you? I mean, really? Would anyone want to contribute to Waterfront Park if they don't rule out the idea of opening up a campground, yet another encampment site for homeless people? I had an experience, and again, it's something that was profoundly wonderful, is on Memorial Day, we had my brother Harry, and his two daughters and his wife came up and spent Memorial Day weekend with us, and we went hiking in a state park, actually at Dash Point State Park, which is a little bit south of the airport here. Beautiful state park, by the way. We even found my brother did, a botanical garden that I'd never heard of before. It was a High Point Botanical Garden in SeaTac. And it was spectacular and beautiful and gorgeous day. After my brother headed on his way, driving back down to California where he lives, my wife and I did one last park visit. We went to Jean Coulon Park, which is in Renton, Washington, on the shores of Lake Washington. And if you haven't been there, it's just a glorious park. There were people playing volleyball. There were people on the beach. There were people doing picnics. There were people dancing. There were boats that were coming up. And by the way, it couldn't have been a more diverse crowd. I mean it. There were people in hijabs, there were Sikh people wearing turbans, there were people who were very obviously from Ethiopia or maybe Eritrea, from somewhere in East Africa. There were all kinds of Latino people, there were blonde Nordic people. I mean, this is Seattle after all. And it was great. I mean, everybody was having a good time. There was no embedded systemic racism. And people were greeting each other, and it was a gorgeous day, and it was exactly what America is, frankly. And that kind of appreciation with without conflict, without craziness, without guilt, it seems to me is well worth honoring. And the idea that they have to emphasize that this new waterfront park is coming on stolen land, I mean, I understand that there's an improvement of land for the people and not just for motorists by taking down the viaduct and replacing it with a tunnel and putting the park on top. But for goodness sake, shouldn't it be possible to go out and spend a Sunday or a Memorial Day or sometime out in a park somewhere without being reminded of the woke concept of profound guilt for the American public? It just seems to me that might be a nice idea. It also might be a nice idea for us to continue our progress, and obviously we've made a lot of progress in getting people vaccinated without applying new burdens to small business. One of the reasons I'm such an enthusiastic supporter of Washington Policy Center, and you can find out about their work by going to our website at michaelmedved.com, is because they are particularly looking out for the small businesses. We have plenty of big businesses that are very important in the Great Northwest, Amazon and Microsoft and Boeing and Nordstrom's, and all based and located here. But really, part of what people value and what drives the whole region is the small businesses that provide so many jobs and are now under duress with a new set of regulations that may be even more onerous. We'll be speaking with the head of the Small Business Center at Washington Policy Center coming up about what it is that is going to afflict small business and what can be done about it. And speaking of afflictions, there is such a profound overstatement about the consequences of these electoral reform measures that are taking place in states around the country. What are the Democrats really trying to do by saying this is the end of democracy? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The World Health Organization says the Delta variant of the coronavirus, which was first identified in India, has spread to at least 62 other countries, leading to hotspots in Africa and Asia. The Western Pacific region is reporting its highest levels of infection and death since the beginning of the pandemic, with the largest rise in new cases seen in Myanmar. The WHO also said the Gamma variant, first found in Brazil, has spread to 64 countries. And a report shows that police had a tip about the man who detonated a bomb in downtown Nashville on Christmas Day and could have done a better job of following up on that tip. The report, commissioned by Nashville Police Chief John Drake, said that officers received a tip in 2019 about Anthony Quinn Warner making a bomb in an RV in his yard from a friend. The report notes that officers followed protocols in place at the time and says there's no way of knowing whether they could have prevented the bombing. The report does make several recommendations for improving those protocols. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Medved Show. I was talking earlier about our experience in a beautiful park on a beautiful day with relatively few people out in the open air, masked. This was in Kulan Park in Renton, Washington. In any event, we are feeling the pandemic winding down, but that means that small businesses are struggling to reopen. It's tough to find workers to fill job openings. It's tough to stay afloat with smaller margins. High inflation is hitting their products. And now, as a special surprise, the Inslee administration is putting an additional burden on small business. Here to tell us about it is the Washington Policy Center director of the Center for Small Business, Mark Harmsworth. Okay, Mark, what's going on with the vaccination passports and small business?
Thanks for having me on today, Michael. Yeah, basically, the Inslee administration has created a rule that requires employers to check the vaccination status of their employees. Whereas we've got the honor system right now with the customers when you're in retail and you're in restaurants, it's kind of an honor system if you've been vaccinating, whether you're going to wear a mask. But now for a small business owner, they've got to do this. They've got to record this information. And then when L&I shows up, they have to prove the process they used to collect it. Then they have to tell L&I who's been vaccinated and who's not. And I think this is a fairly outrageous thing to do, to ask our small businesses to do.
Okay, now small businesses count. You can have a total of 10, 20 employees, right, and still qualify as a small business?
Yeah, you could be an LLC with one employee if you're a sole proprietor. Now, you wouldn't be checking yourself for a mask, but the moment you hire a W-2 employee and you have a relationship with L&I in some form, they're going to require you as a small business owner to create this process and then verify the vaccination status of your employees. In fact, one of the things they've even suggested, which I would not, absolutely not support, is putting a badge on the employees that have not been vaccinated, which is ridiculous.
Okay, that sounds like the Marjorie Taylor Greene stuff about putting on some kind of mark of shame. So if you have a special badge you're supposed to put on your employees if they haven't been vaccinated, what exactly is the rule right now? Because it's been going back and forth, and it's very tough to follow. Are you allowed to have someone come into work who hasn't been vaccinated?
Yeah, so basically, if you've not been vaccinated as an employee, you can say to your employer one of three things when they ask you the question. And it is, and there is some confusion about whether that's a HIPAA violation or an ADA, American Disabilities Act violation. An employer asking an employee, that's a legal question. How you respond, you can either say, I've been vaccinated, I've not been vaccinated, or you can decline to answer because that's your personal, private, medical information. If you decline to answer or you say that you're not vaccinated, the LNI rules that they put in place say that you have to continue wearing a mask in the workplace and following the social distancing guidelines that the state put out last year.
Okay, this is what Labor and Industries is applying. What if they find out that you are allowing people to work in your workplace and they're not masked and they have not gotten vaccinated? What happens to you then as a small business owner?
So this is where it gets really sticky. And even Labor and Industries has admitted that an employer can get themselves into dangerous waters on the medical side because then they're not... LNI is not allowed to collect that information because they're what's called a covered entity. They don't have permission. So LNI can come in and say to the employer, which of your employees are vaccinated or not? And if they're not vaccinated and they're not wearing a mask, LNI can fine or put penalties on that employer. I suspect it'll start with warnings, but as we've seen with the opening up and the capacity regulations, LNI is quite happy to go after and start fining employers.
By the way, you can get information about everything that's going on and about the Washington Policy Center response to this by clicking on the green banner at the top of our homepage at michaelmedved.com for more information on this topic and various others. How does this hurt, other than being an obnoxious burden, how does it hurt small business?
It puts a liability onto the small business owner to collect this information and then pass it on to LNI. Well, you've obviously called out there the additional work. It creates it damages the trust relationship you have with your employees, employers. And I think there's potentially some liability there, too. If an employer says that you must tell me and the employee feels discriminated against, well, under the ADA Act, the American Disabilities Act, there's a potential there for a lawsuit. LNI, the Labor Industries, has really put this whole thing on the employer and really put them in a tough spot where they're having to choose between the trust relationship, the medical privacy of their employees, and then feeding that to the state who can collect that information for whatever purpose they need.
Hasn't Washington State done, the people of Washington State, because it's not really the government, we are fairly well vaccinated, aren't we? I mean, in terms of compared to other states, we're doing okay and making progress, right?
Yeah, I believe right now they're estimating we're going to hit the 70% vaccination rate, which is the number that was quoted for us to reopen completely by mid-June instead of June 30th, which was the original target. So a lot of people out there are getting vaccinated, but some are choosing not to, and some can't because of either medical, religious, or other personal reasons they don't want to be vaccinated.
In terms of the religious, I've heard of religious objections to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, but that's not generally being used here anyway. What other religious problems do people have with the vaccines?
Well, from what I've heard from the folks that I've talked to, I mean, some people are fine with vaccines, their church goes and whatnot. Some will use like an MMR where it's been fully researched and there's a history of it. Some are just rejecting it right now because it's such a new vaccine and they want to see how it plays out
Sure.
over the next few years.
Sure, sure. But I know that there were specific, because of the origins of some of the testing or the research with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, that was a special problem for some members of some religious communities. In terms of where this goes, do you imagine they'll still be trying to enforce vaccine passports, say, at this time next year?
I sincerely hope not. When you start looking at this, I mean, why would you treat this particular disease and vaccine any different from any other disease or vaccine? Well, we shouldn't be doing that. We shouldn't be discriminating based on whether you choose or not choose, or whether you can or cannot have a vaccine. I mean, you can insert your infectious disease in there instead of COVID-19, and you know, some people would react quite violently against it if you were required to do that. You could pick any of the diseases that we have vaccines for now. So I sincerely hope not. As we get to herd immunity as a state, I would hope the state relaxes that. I have a fear that they won't, that this will continue, and it'll be used in the workplace as another way for the government to regulate our lives and just create more work for small businesses.
And that is something that the Washington Policy Center clearly opposes, wanting to help small businesses succeed and make their own choices in a responsible way. Mark Harmsworth is the head of the Small Business Center at WPC, Washington Policy Center. Find out more about what's going on. What's going on in this state in terms of the new tax burdens that the all-Democratic state government is talking about imposing on Washingtonians at every level. Check it out by clicking on the green banner at the top of our homepage for Washington Policy Center for more info on this topic and many, many others. And speaking of many, many others, there's one state, not ours, that is standing up to try to change the whole system by which we nominate our presidents. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Of debate.
Give me more.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, I'll give you some more information about the book bundle that we have on offer from the Medved History Store. I'll go to medvedhistorystore.com and you will see that you can now get a signed copy of my new book in hardcover, first edition, God's Hand on America, Divine Providence in the Modern Era. And it comes together with a MP3 player and a full audio book of the entire book read with great passion and commitment by the author. That would be me. And it's a great opportunity, and I appreciate the very wonderful feedback I've gotten on this particular book, which is deeply pertinent. Deeply pertinent to some of the biggest arguments in the country right now, which are about whether we should feel grateful for this nation of ours or guilty. I believe we should feel grateful and recognize how astonishingly and deliberately, it seems to me, this nation has been blessed. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or at medvedhistorystore.com. There's a little bit of history that is being made on the other side of the world. They were ticking down literally to a midnight clock where the clock dings. If it dings without an agreement, then they get to have their fifth election in less than 2 years. I'm talking about Israel. And in Jerusalem, as the clock ran down, the Israeli parties, including an Islamist Arab party, have agreed to come together in a coalition government. And that means bye-bye Bibi. The headline in the New York Times, Netanyahu faces ouster as foes reach deal for new government. The Israeli opposition parties just moments ago reached a formal coalition agreement to form a new government and to oust Benjamin Netanyahu, the longest-serving prime minister in Israeli history, and a dominant figure who has pushed his nation's politics to the right. And one of the things he's done, by the way, which people don't give him enough credit for, is he's pushed it in a free market direction, lowering tax burdens, lowering regulation, and helping the Israeli economy boom. The announcement by the parties could lead to an easing of a political impasse that has produced 4 elections in 2 years and left Israel without a stable government or a state budget. We think we have budgetary problems. They don't have a budget right now. State's still operating. If the Knesset, if the parliament ratifies the fragile agreement in a confidence vote in the coming days, it will also bring down the curtain, if only for an intermission on the premiership of a leader who has defined contemporary Israel more than any other. Okay, a word on this. I'm an admirer of Bibi, and like my brother in Israel, I'm pleased to know him a little bit. and I think he's somebody who served that country extraordinarily well. Part of my upset or disappointment in this turn of events is mitigated by the fact that the new prime minister apparently is going to be Naftali Bennett, who is also a terrific guy. And if anything, he is on most issues a little bit to Bibi's right. He is personally more religious, even though there will not be religious parties that are part of this crazy coalition that they're putting together. And they're calling it a change coalition. And with Bibi still facing a trial, and yes, it is trial, and nobody knows how that trial is going to turn out, there has been a feeling among many people, including a lot of people on the right in Israel, that it was appropriate to actually move on from all of the controversy of the Netanyahu years. The part of the problem with this is in a crazy parliamentary system like they have in Israel, Bibi actually got more votes for his Likud party by far, by almost 2-1 over his leading competitor, the Yesh Atid party, which only won 17 seats in parliament, but he did not get a majority. And because of various controversies and difficulties, he could not get those extra few votes he needed to get a majority and form a government. So it looks like we will be welcoming Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. I think as American conservatives get to know the apparent new prime minister, Naftali Bennett, there will be great enthusiasm for him. He's also a big free marketeer, somebody who is, again, deeply religious in a personal sense, and someone who I think maybe, just maybe, will be able to lead this complex coalition, including for the first time ever an Arab party, the Ra'am party with Mansour Abbas, who's no relation to the leader of the Palestinian Authority, may be able to actually allow that coalition to work. We shall see. There's, speaking of coalitions working, there's this story out of Nevada, which could be very important. I mean, usually what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and anything that happens in Nevada is not particularly nationally important. This is. Nevada lawmakers passed a bill this week to make the state the first to weigh in on the 2024 presidential primary contest. The move, according to NBC, the move upends decades of political tradition and is likely to prompt pushback from other early states that want to retain their places in the calendar. The bill that passed in the state's assembly on Wednesday and the Senate on Monday still must be approved by Governor, a Democrat, Steve Sisolak, to become law. It will also need the backing of the national political parties to eventually make the change for the 2024 calendar. The push for Nevada to jump past Iowa's caucuses and New Hampshire's longstanding first-in-the-nation primary follows a behind-the-scenes lobbying campaign that was led by U.S. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada. Well, former Majority Leader. Reid and other Nevada Democrats seized on dissatisfaction in the party about the nominating process that gained steam in 2020. They're arguing to replace party-run caucuses with state-run primary elections, which are considered easier to participate in than the in-person neighborhood caucus meetings. By the way, I do think it's much healthier to choose delegates in a primary where people can just vote without leaving that choice to basically activists who are the people who are going to show up at caucuses and participate that way. It's time for Nevada to take its rightful place, not just in the West, but in the nation as a diverse state, a state with diverse issues, said the Speaker of the Nevada Assembly, whose name is Jason Frierson. He's a Democrat who sponsored the legislation. This could have a real impact because what is likely to happen, unfortunately, is that if Nevada wants to schedule its own primary first, that that Iowa and New Hampshire will then leap back ahead of Nevada. And what is truly necessary, and honestly, I think that anybody who pays any attention to American politics has to acknowledge this, our entire process of selecting a president is just too long. It goes on and on and on, and it doesn't foster any kind of unity on a national basis or even unity within parties. Because when you have a nominating process like you did, does anyone really believe that for the two parties involved in American politics, that in 2016, if you actually had a primary that had narrowed its choice down, where it wasn't a Trump versus a whole field of Washington insiders, I think the results might have been very different. And also the problem of division within parties and the politicization of everything. It's a shame right now that we are obsessed with the election of 2022 and looking ahead to 2024. Because the difficulty is when those campaigns go on so long for a nomination, I think it's one of the things that makes it much more difficult for people to actually work together and to make progress on some of the problems that we face. One of those problems, just ordering our elections. Democrats are wildly overstating the assault on democracy claim. Why are they doing that? We will talk about that and also talk a little bit more about defending the ideals of liberty, not just in America, but all around the world, by this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.